You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can't even get it out right. Hashtag no music, no intro, no episode. Hashtag Saints Twitter podcast.
Yeah.
This is it. I know people been hitting us up all day.
Right. All day.
All day. Oh, I love this team so much. I love them, bro. I love them.
Hey, they're on brand, bro. They all who they
oh,
are.
Oh, completely on brand. It's like we've had so much to talk about since the last episode we recorded. And just for people, I'm not going to get into my personal. Like, I've had some family shit on my end. I'm going through. Went back to Texas. So I'm actually thankful because these niggas gave me something to laugh about, bro. Like, just laugh out loud. I don't even know where to start. Ryan, I don't know where to start. Like, I wanted to have an episode where we got up to date with, like, training camp or who's looking good. Nope.
Nah.
Nope. Done. With these Saints? No.
Yeah, last week we were supposed to have like, oh, let's just go over like the position groups and
everything. Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot we were gonna do that.
ain't nobody got time for that shit.
So I feel like let's address the biggest topic on the team right now. Let's talk. Oh man, I feel like we've been talking about this dude ever since last season, bruh. Like, I know me, yourself, shout out to our dude Todd on Twitter as well. Like, when everyone came for Mike Florio last season, when he said, like, me and you were like, and Todd and a couple other people were just the only people were just like, I don't know, man. Like, something was off between Mike Thomas and the Saints.
Yeah.
It felt off the entire time. And maybe we saw it because, again, we've taken a step back in our fandom, so we're not as close to it. But you know what the general reaction was? Ah, Florio, he just making shit up. So we talked about it before a couple of weeks ago. Surgery, not surgery. Then everyone's boy, that's sarcasm, by the way, Jeff Duncan puts out a story last week.
Jeff Duncan? I had to read a Jeff Duncan.
Oh, you read it? Couldn't be me. You doing your part as a good pod co-host. Couldn't be me.
Well, I mean, look, he wasn't on Athletic anymore. Like,
but he's not?
Athletic kind of hurting over there, man, you know. They're holding on to my girl Kat and Larry, but now they let Jeff go, so he's back at the Advocate. I mean, you know, New Orleans, Benola.com or whatever. That was the only reason I read it, because
it was free.
Yeah, free. I was like, okay. Well, even Nola.com has a paywall. Like, you get free reads or something like that. I'm like, are you serious?
We can do a whole episode on the newspaper online game. But anyway, so read it.
I read it, yeah.
And like, I feel like this is probably just biggest article since the Jamal Brown trade, right? Like,
well, I mean, he's been on this Michael Thomas beat. Yes. Remember, he did break the whole it wasn't just a fight between him and CJ. It was that got him suspended. It was him saying supposed words to the coach staff and Sean Payton. So this is kind of his little, this is his beat right here. He has
this,
something.
This is his Mia Culpa, right? He write his masterpiece.
Yeah, he finally got the plug within the team when he got some information. I don't think Sean Payton. I don't think this is coming from Sean. It's somebody else. I don't know who. But he has a plug with the team, and that's feeding him this information. And look, we gotta put it out there. We're only getting the Saints
one side of the story.
One side of the story. So it's, you know, we could only speak on what we know. You know what I'm saying? And even that's kind of hazy because you don't really know what's going on. You're just getting one person's perspective. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, the shit we are hearing, you know, it ain't good, man. Like, a lot of these Saints fans out here, they like, I mean, let me just say this. I'm as pro player as they come. Like,
We both are.
Like, I want every player to get paid. If you want to hold out of camp or from playing because you feel like you're underpaid, more power to you. I am 100% behind. These NFL owners are billionaires, and they are feasting off the blood, like literally the blood of the players. You know what I'm saying? So, and the players are the product. So I'm always, just about every circumstance, I'm pro player. But at the same time, like once you agree to a contract and you are a part of the team and you miss the team and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like there's some professionality and duty that comes with that. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Just like any other job. And Mike Thomas dropped the ball big time, bro. Like I'm not feeling that shit at all.
Let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about it. We gotta put it out, bro.
Put it out. So okay. So according to the reports, gets injured week one. Whatever happens throughout the season ends up on IR. Between that time, the fight with CD. Between that time is the fight with CD. Gets suspended. Even when he does come back, doesn't look right. Goes on IR, season ends.
So soon as the season ended, right? Like the day after. So the day after they lost to Tampa Bay, Adam Schefter, on that Monday, I remember the tweet, bro.
Yeah.
He says, you know, Mike Thomas was playing through torn ligaments in his ankle, scheduled to get surgery. I believe he said in January. I'd have to find the tweet, right? That was a tweet. Yep. So continue. My fault.
So boom, that's it. And that matches up with the story.
Yep.
Saints staff looked at him, said, hey, you need to get this surgery so you'd be ready for next year. Mike Thomas says, according to Joe Duncan, his sources, I want to get a second opinion. Cool. Saints said, okay, cool. We'll get a second opinion. He gets a second opinion, finds a doctor that says, hey, we can take a most conservative approach. You know, if you rehab this and do these things for the next 3 months, next couple of months, you might not even need surgery. You might be able to come back without it. Saints, you know, Mike brings that to the Saints. Saints say, okay, cool. Check back with us in March, April, and we'll go from there.
So up to this point, everything's good. Copacetic, everything is good.
Good. Then Mike Thomas goes black, like you.
Not the porn site.
Blacked raw. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know about that black raw. But black out, bro. Like, you can't. Nobody get in touch with him. Nobody. Nobody. Not CJ Johnson. Not Sean Payton. Nobody. Not the medical staff. Nobody. He's out, and nobody can get in touch with him. Not until June, bro. Like, when OTAs start, does nobody get the chance to talk to your $100 million wide receiver? Like, that's what gets me, bro. That's what gets me, man. It's not like he was, this was during, like, a contract negotiation.
Nope.
Where he wasn't under contract or, you know, they had an impasse on the contract talks or something like that. You are assigned to the New Orleans Saints for the next 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years, bro.
One of the most highest paid wide receivers in the league. You're considered a leader on the team. and someone all the players look up to, the team is like really dependent on you because look at the wide receiver room.
Oh,
like,
not yet. We're gonna get there.
All right, we're gonna get there. So you would think, just from Mike Thomas' perspective, you know, let's just keep it 100. Like just all keep 100. Hey, Sean, I wanna rock out and just see if I just don't wanna do a surgery. Communicate, like it's just simple communication. He doesn't do that, man. Like how you gonna answer from your head coach? That's all I'm saying. Okay. Like I know people saying, oh, the Saints medical staff trash. Like I know about all that. Look, we had Devin Bro on here. We know about the Saints medical staff. And I completely understand that shit. That's why he got a second opinion, and the Saints were cool with the second opinion. So, well, why ghost the team like that? Like, what's going on? Like, there's something deeper there from that type of behavior.
So, the analogy I made to my girl on the drive home when I was, you know, pre-planning this episode is he comes across as a petty, vindictive person in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Where the other partner did something to piss you off, right?
Yeah.
Something. And in the back of your mind, you're like, you know what? Just wait. I'm going to get you back. Don't know when, but it's coming. So am I saying that Mike Thomas purposely put off his surgery till later so he knew he would not be available for most of the season this season? I don't know. But all I can say is it doesn't look fucking good.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, bro.
And at the very least, he didn't care.
He's like, yes.
I'm about to enjoy my off season. See y'all niggas in June. And whatever happened then happens.
He was Eddie Murphy in Trading Places at the end, bro. Sipping diet, wine the lips.
He was sitting there looking at videos of Jameis training with Traquan and Marcus Callaway and all that shit. Like, oh, y'all training, huh? Shit. I'm chilling.
Big chilling. So then that comes out. Jeff Duncan puts that out last week. Then the Mike. Man, I'm long unfollowed Mike Thomas on Twitter, bro, on social media. Can't do it, bro. Can't do it. That was done last season. But then he puts out the tweet, oh, they trying to damage my reputation.
Passive aggressive bullshit.
Bruh, think about it. Literally, it aligns with the whole personality behavior. Passive aggressive. The Saints did something to piss him off. He potentially plotted and planned in a very passive aggressive way. How can I get back at the team and hurt them? Like, I mean, low key, kind of ingenious. Gotta give some credit. Again, this is all speculation. Nothing's confirmed. But man, I do this shit for a living. But like, you don't gotta. All you gotta do is just give me a piece of the puzzle, and I can figure out most of it. Right. So that's one side of it, right? And I don't know how much of the blame pie you want to do, but all I do know is it comes out that the Saints knew that they were being ghosted for 3 to 3.5 or maybe 4 months. And I get there were salary cap issues. I get all of that. Also, though, something I haven't thought about until I was just thinking about it. If all these concerns about if Baby was getting ghosted, I get the salary cap was bad, but why would they have touched the Michael Thomas contract and reconstructed it?
Right.
That makes no sense to me, bro.
Right. Yeah.
I just thought about that. Like, why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Because you just push more down the line.
Dummies. Anyway, the Saints have this piece of information. And they go into the offseason, with this info, free agency, the draft, not getting any responses back from the star wide receiver, and they come out with a seventh round wide receiver in Chris Hogan?
Quan Short.
Come on, Ryan. Like, as Mike, if what's being reported is true, and we have to preface it by saying if what's being reported is true, then yes, in terms of the blame pie, Mike Thomas gets a large portion of that. Absolutely. However, for the team to completely not be prepared on the off chance that, I don't know, just bad planning, like that is just negligent from a team building aspect. Like
even if it didn't go down like that, even if Mike Thomas got his surgery in January, like you should be planning like, okay, we saw what happened without Mike Thomas last year.
Yep, for sure.
Coming off an injury. He's coming off an ankle injury. We don't know how long it'll take him to come back. We don't have the deepest wide receiver room in the, you know, the world. Let's improve where we can. This is a deep wide receiver draft. Like, let's improve. Let's improve. And we know that they were looking at wide receivers. We know they wanted Terrace Marshall before, you know, like, he's literally the Panthers are right there in front of you. And you know.
Joe Brady's the OC
of LSU. Is like, hello. You know, so they fell up limp. They fell up limp, man. They couldn't get it up. And they, you know, they missed out, not just on him, but, you know, on other wide receivers too. So that's where they feel like that's where the anger should be focused to me. I see a lot of, you know, Saints fans like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know Mike Thomas' side of the story. You know, this is, you know, they're fully jumping on Mike Thomas' side. Now, it just ain't about sides. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, let's just look at what's going on for real. You know, like Mike Thomas, I'm sorry he pulled some whole shit, bro. Like, that was just some whole shit to me, man. Like, and I'm like, I'm a Mike Thomas fan. Like, you could go check the tweets going back years before he was drafted. I am a Mike Thomas fan, been a fan of him. But that right there, like, I ain't like that, man. I didn't like that at all. Like, just, like, you're a fucking professional, bro. Like, you are professional. You are a professional. And it's not like the team has been doing you dirty for years. You know what I'm saying? They paid you before your contract was up. Paid you big money. Always put you up, you know, above everybody else. You know, really, as a wide receiver, I mean, it was a lot of speculation that would he get paid, because we knew, like, the Saints rarely paid position players, you know what I'm saying? Skill position players, I mean.
Mike Thomas, Jimmy Graham, bro.
That's it.
I mean, in Colston, but like that money was like
that was different. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, you know, I mean, so I don't see where the beef is. You know what I'm saying? So, and look, things could be happening behind the scenes that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we talked to Delvin Bro. We, you know, he talked about how Sean Payton can talk to players sometime and, you know, get on a different side of them. I hear all that shit. Like,
we heard some Sean Payton stories. So, like,
we go, listen, and we big boys. He a big boy. So I'm just saying, if, you know, if that's the case, put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Put that out there if that's the case. But don't do this old passive aggressive tweeting shit like, I'm going to protect the team's status by keeping my shit to myself or whatever you said. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about,
man? Say it with your chest, man. Say it with your chest.
Like, it's like, what is going on, man? Like, and then you, like, this is your chance to be the leader of the squad, too, you know? Like, you got all these young guys, all these young wide receivers. It's a team, you know, with a quarterback position in flux.
Right. No Drew.
No Drew. It was really like your chance to just really be that Larry Fitzgerald. You know what I'm saying? Larry Fitzgerald didn't play with who the fuck who at Derek Anderson. Like, everybody. You name him, he played with him at quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Ball, but he's been balled out too, bro.
And balled out whoever was playing. You know what I'm saying? And he's going. He's the Yellow Jacket just waiting on him. You know what I'm saying? And Mike Thomas is on that. And Mike Thomas on that trajectory. He was on that trajectory coming off that 2019 season. And I'm not saying he's not going to still be on that trajectory, whatever he, you know, whatever happens on to the future. But it's just like that type of shit kind of derails careers to me, man. It's like, it's just unfortunate. Just like on some, just as a football fan type of shit. So I don't know, man. That's just where we at with it, bro. Like, I'm just like, so, like, whatever.
Give me your percentage that the Mike Thomas will play another snap from the Saints.
I'm at about 70% that he's going to play. He's going to play this year. How much? I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's going to be on the roster this year. Pretty sure. Not 100% sure. You know, and I'm not one of these people like, there's no way he gets traded this year. No, he can get traded this year. It's possible. It's possible. I just don't think it's highly likely yet. Yet. There's still time. It's early. It's early. So I just think there's time for things to happen. Now, next season, I think that's when things get a little fishy.
No, this to me, I can speak to this, man. This to me is like, you know, when you in a marriage and that shit is just the pits.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't. But I can speak to
it. I don't, but I understand marriage.
When the shit is the pits. And you go home and you drive home from work, you try to think of any way what you can do to avoid going home because shit's that bad.
Man, speak on it.
That's where this shit is right now, bro. Like, where you living with your spouse and y'all just sitting on the couch watching something together and just can't stand one another, bro. just. And I really feel like right now that's where the Saints and Mike Thomas are out right now. Like, and when shit gets that bad, I don't know, man. Like, if he's and the biggest thing in this whole situation, and I think the biggest reason why he's still on the team, honestly, is the injury and the surgery.
Because I mean, we can't move him right now.
Can't. Like, he would not. I don't think he would pass any team's physical unless.
No, he's on PUP.
Yeah, unless whatever team was getting him. About the Jags, bro. I don't know.
That's the one team that I like. If you know, Alt Breer says how he says that, you know, Urban Meyer just loves him some Mike Thomas and all that shit.
Oh, Alt Breer was out here talking.
Yeah, Alt Breer was like, Mike Thomas is one of Urban Meyer's. Favorite players of all time. He loves them. He said he just put that out there. Like, hey, take it for what it's worth. He loves them. So I don't know if he's hearing anything or whatever, but he was just putting that out there. And I could totally see that.
I could see Urban Meyer thinking, I know, like, I trust that he's going to rehab and he's going to come back healthy from the surgery. I don't know, right? But that's the team that just keeps coming to my mind is the Jags, bro.
Yeah, but I see no reason. There's no reason for the Saints to move him now, and there's no reason for a team to trade for him now. Because one, he's not ready. He's still injured. And two, this would be the lowest. This is the lowest point in his trade value that you could possibly get. So I don't see him being moved now. I don't see him being moved the next couple of months. But the trade deadline is November 3rd, I believe. Mike Thomas, we'll see how it plays out if he goes on PUP or if he's like if he's put on short-term IR. Yeah, so the trade deadline is November 3rd. So. And Mike Thomas is slated to be back about mid-October at best. So I think that's when you would start to see any kind of trade talk, or any kind of action, if that is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be the time you really know. And at that point, it just depends on where the Saints are at. Like say he gets healthy and – say things just are feeling good. Say the Saints are, you know, have a okay record. Say they're like 3-2 or like 4-3 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, say that's going on and Sean Payton amped up and feeling good and he got a role for Mike Thomas and he's feeling good. I could just see them trying to just play it out and just see how they feel at the end of the season. Other side, say the Saints are like 1-5, this dumpster fire. You know, they switching between Jameis and Taysom and the defense looking like poo. And just and if it's like that, then it's like, okay, let's see what we can get from Mike Thomas. Let's, you know, let's just do what we got to do. So I just think everything is in flux right now. I wouldn't put my hat on anything other than I don't see Mike Thomas being a long-term Saint. I just don't see it. I think that bridge been crossed and burned, bro.
Burned. And I mean, we gotta, when speaking about a trade, we gotta, you know, make up or keep Matt, keep his cap, his salary cap implications on the forefront. Yeah. So I believe if he's traded this season, the Saints would incur close to like a $9 million cap hit.
The next season, well, like
next in the next season, it goes, it's 22 million in dead money.
Yeah.
2-2.
And that's just part of the game. But, like, I know people like, oh, there's no way. Look, that old man, I say it all the time, that Matrix quote, man, architect, there are levels to survival we are willing to accept.
I mean, so people have short memory. Like, I remember the exact same point when the whole fiasco with Antonio Brown and the Steelers was going on, bro.
Yep.
That exact same point was made, was salary cap.
Junior Gallet. They just paid Junior. And we had to continue to pay him for like 2 more years while he went on the rest.
Gone. So I'm just saying, and we don't know, and I think it's also pretty interesting. I don't know how much contact Mike Thomas and the team has had since.
I mean, he's there, from what I'm saying. He's there. Like, he's at the team facility. He's just
back, bro.
Completely hidden. Like, he's just, you know how they hide players, man. They run in the training room and they don't come out.
Bro, you put that Jared Bird picture.
I mean, remember we went like 3 weeks without seeing Jared Bird, man. We, you know, we like, what is this guy? And one day, Cat was like, we spotted Jared Bird today.
I'm ready, bro. I'm ready. Let's talk about the other news that happened today. You know, I was busy at work, you know, working. Get a text from my boy Joey. Shout out to my boy Joey. He's just like, LMAO, P-Rob. I'm like, P-Rob, what's going on? He's like, bro, he's retiring.
He just said, I'm done, man. I'm done.
I've seen enough. Oh, so P-Rod, 11 year? Yeah, bro. Like,
10, 11, yeah. Drafted 2010.
Super Bowl champion with the Eagles. Never lived up to the hype, you know, when the Saints drafted him 32 overall, but still a damn good NFL player.
Yeah.
And what do you know, Ryan? So now, week one, Green Bay, A-Rod, Davante Adams, maybe Marshawn is suspended. Maybe he's playing. Who knows at this fucking point? Who is lining up for Marshawn? Is it going to be our dude? Trying to get the coffins out? We get Carly the coffins Clamps. Out?
Carly Clamps, baby. Trying to tell you how. Not the hero you wanted, man. But what you need.
I tweeted earlier, bro, that green mouthpiece is back.
Back, baby. What a dumpster fire, bro. And y'all really couldn't figure nothing out with Jack Rabbit? Like, it was, like, you couldn't figure out nothing.
Dumb, bro.
That's my whole thing.
It makes no sense. So the Saints are likely going to be starting Ken Crawley or a third-round pick rookie who's as dumb as his stance may be in terms of vaccines. It sounds like he's doing pretty good at training camp. And he's so rough.
And according to Kevin Terrell, like Sean Payton said today, cornerback position is still a must position. Like it's they are still searching.
So Dunk got reference him again, bro. Dunk saying that the Saints were exploring ways to, you know, get corners in the team and brought out that the Saints may be interested in trying to trade for, speaking of the Jags, 9th overall pick last year, CJ Henderson from Florida.
How crazy is that? Like, even if you don't know anything about CJ Henderson, the fact that they're trying to move a 9th overall pick has to make you say,
Talk, Ryan. Please.
What's going on here? Like,
a 9th overall pick, a cornerback, like he plays one of the most vital positions in football, and the team that drafted him last year, not 2-3, last year, maybe willing to trade this player? Listen, man. This is what we talk about. Taking that as a fan, taking that step back. There's a reason that the Jags may be willing to part with him.
Yes, there's a reason.
Reason, bro. I have spoken to my buddy, and I had a tweet because I said when the news came that the Saints potentially might be interested in trading for CJ Henderson, I tweeted. Go check my dude John Shipley's tweets out. He covers the Jags for Sports Illustrated, the Maven. Like, there's just, if you read his tweets, you can put some things together and realize, like, there's something amiss about this situation.
Yeah.
CJ Henderson played pretty well his first couple of games. So the point was like, damn, was that bad? Like, was that that long on Jeff Okuda? Like, do you remember the lead up to the draft? Like,
No, I remember.
Like, scouts were saying, like, oh, like, CJ Henderson like might go before Jeff Okuda. And I was like, what? And yeah, his first couple of games, he looked good. I remember him kind of shutting down. It was the only game they won. So they played the Colts in week one. He kind of shut down T.Y. Hilton. And I was like, oh, shit. Damn. And he had a couple of good games. And then he got injured, was put on IR. In this training camp, he got COVID, was on the COVID list, got taken off the COVID list, and then just wasn't practicing, bro.
Yeah.
Just was not practicing. Listen, it would be very Saints-ish to trade for a player, and I don't even know what the trade would have to be. I don't know what they would have to give up to
get
him. That's a whole fascinating thing in itself. I would assume a second round pick because he was drafted 9th overall last year. That's an assumption. Yeah. It's gonna be a revolving door all season at CB2.
All season. That's where I'm at with it. It's gonna be a revolving door. It won't be just like 2014, 15, 16, where it's just like, Pick a Sunday, pick a corner. it's going to be Crawley Clamps. I'll save it grace. I mean, a lot of people in my mentions like, oh, P. Rob, he was washed up anyway or whatever. I was like, yeah, but he was a body. Like, he was a cornerback that has experience playing corner. And we need all of that right now. Like, we need starting cornerbacks that could just play and be in position. Because we're beyond the point of having a good corner. Like, we're beyond that point. We know we're not – I'm not going to say we know, but we're pretty certain we're not going to have a plus athlete at the quarterback two spot this season. But you want to at least have serviceable guys there. And Pete Robb was one of those guys. So that's just another hole, you know. So it's Kareem Crawley, it's Paulson Adebo. Who's that guy they signed? Brian Poole, but you know, he's more of an inside, but you know, in a pinch, they might have to move him outside. So it's just one of those situations where, you know, it's just going to be dumpster fire, bro. Like, like, it ain't going to be pretty. They got Prince Alcamara, you know what I'm saying? Mukamara. So,
who, according to kind of reports, has looked kind of ugh in training camp,
which is not surprising at all. You know what I'm saying? He's been a journeyman cornerback for a while now and, you know, never really reached the heights of what, you know, where he was drafted. So, I mean, that's just where the Saints at right now at cornerback, man, because you created a hole, you know, and look, it was, you know, nobody predicted COVID happening. Nobody predicted empty stadiums. But it was, I just keep going back, like, y'all, I've seen y'all do some cap shenanigans I couldn't even comprehend. And y'all couldn't figure out nothing for Jackrabbit? A dude that still says he loved playing for the team. Like, he loved playing for the Saints. He enjoyed it here. Like, y'all couldn't figure out some shit? Oh, I need the inside story on that one.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't, like, oh, Lord. Oh,
We ain't even through.
The bee's still hot. Go in. So there's that. I don't even know when this was announced. A couple of days ago, we ain't got no kicker.
No kicker.
But let's field goals. Fuck that. Core injury, groin injury, likely will miss 8 to 12 weeks, bro.
Yuck.
So, I don't know if Saints fans remember, but before we found Will Lutz, kicking for the Saints was an adventure, bro.
Oh, man. Every year. Oh, my God.
It was a roller coaster.
I was so happy when we got Lutz, bro. When he solidified himself and stamped himself as being like official, I was like, thank you. Like as a football fan, you just don't want to have to think about the kicker. Like, we don't need a, you know, Justin Tucker, nothing like that, but just be a guy, you know, that's hitting 90-something%. We all right, you know? But he did kind of falter last year towards the, you know, last half of the year. Apparently he was injured then. So he had kind of a rough stretch last year. I was kind of hoping they would bring in some competition or whatever. But you know how kickers are, man. Like,
well, can we talk about this real quick? Is there like a trend where players on the Saints just like, I don't know about the surgery thing. Like, I get it.
It's possible, bro. Like, I mean, the football medical industrial complex or whatever you want to call it is weird because their loyalty is not to the player, it's to the team.
Yes.
So, you know, players, I like when, you know, Michael Thomas wanted to get a second opinion or whatever, like, I'm 100% with that. Like, I
completely
get that shit. Like, you got to look out for yourself because teams, they don't care. They'll cut up on you, whatever. Whatever they got to do is to get you back on the team. You know what I'm saying? So I completely get that. So I don't know, man. It's weird. But also, something you really got to think about, man. Like, for years, the Saints have been like that team where players are like, man, you know, it's a Super Bowl squad. I want to get with them. And, you know, I do whatever. You know, just kind of like the Patriots have been. Like, we were one of those teams for a nice little while where players actually wanted to play for it because they had a chance to win the Super Bowl and shit like that. And, you know, right now, it's just the Saints aren't giving off that aura. You know, like, just I completely, like, P-Rob retiring. It's like, I'm sure he's just like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm like 32. I've been rehabbing like half my career. I'm out of here, man. I got money. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I could see some players like that. And, you know, Will Lutz is different because he's not like a, not like he's made a ton of money. But, you know, it's just like, it's just one of those things, man, where that just extra oomph ain't there, you know?
You mean, you're right. And so then they bring in Brett Meyer, who...
Is it Brett Meyer or Bill Maher?
Right.
It's Brett. I could have sworn I saw Bill Maher. I was like, Bill Maher? No, HBO no. Real Time Bill Maher?
They bring in Brett Meyer, and he kind of flamed out. I think he was last kicking, like his last step. Maybe it was for the Cowboys. I don't remember. But you know how it is in the league with kickers, bro. Like,
yeah, I'm not about to sit here and analyze the kickers, bro. Like,
oh, absolutely not.
They can be trash. They can be trash for 2 years. They get hot. They can come in hot and go trash. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't want to know. Like, just fix it. Like, fix the shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like when the mechanic telling you, like, oh, well, you got this wrong with your car. You know, I don't know about this. Because, like, just fix the shit, man. Like, I don't care what you're talking about. I don't give a shit. Tell me what's wrong, how much it's going to cost, and fix it. That's it. I don't
care what you're talking about. Okay, I was right. I looked up. He was a former Cowboy.
Okay.
I think a season and a half ago, 2 seasons ago, when he had his last decent season in the NFL. So kicking this season is going to be a roller coaster. I feel like there's still more.
I thought we was finished.
So getting back to the whole wide receiver thing. So I think Traquan got nicked up in training camp like last week or something. He's still ain't returning. So
he's in the quantum realm. Like, he ain't no science.
So
the TVA that took him out, man. We ain't no
that Traquan out of there, bro. And so now, you know, just put some positive in this podcast. Sounds like Marquez Callaway just balling, bro. Like,
yeah.
All training camp, balling. Which is great, but, right? Like, that's great to see his growth. He is going to be wide receiver one this season, bro. Like, let's be real.
Let's be real, bro.
He's the guy. Think about it, bro. Marquez Callaway go week one. He gonna be lined up probably against Jair Alexander, bro.
Oh man, that's the things you gotta think about. It's like, oh, he going off of camp. It's like, this dude gonna have to line up against number one corners. Can he beat them? I ain't saying he can't. I'm just saying, like, it's just, man. We're asking a lot, and we are asking a lot
from a second year undrafted wide receiver. Chris Hogan making this team. Like, I hope people realize that. Like,
and I was listening to Move the Sticks podcast. DJ wasn't there. It was Red Lewis. You know Red Lewis? He's from New Orleans.
Yeah, he's from New Orleans. Yeah.
His dad worked for the Saints for a while. And Bucky Brooks. And Red was at, you know, Saints training camp for a couple of days. And he was just talking about the Saints wide receiver position and how you know, Traquan, how he got nicked up. And he was just talking about how, like, man, yeah, this wide receiver position group, it ain't all that. But he did talk about Callaway, how Callaway looked really good. He talked highly about Deontay Harris, how he has really been shining in camp and stuff like that. So, but, you know, he also talked about, like, he just went down a list of the wide receiver position, and it's like, man, they really have not invested in this position in a while, huh? You know, and it's like that's what we've been saying. It's like, that's what we've been sitting here screaming.
Screaming, bro.
People telling us like Sean Payton, route concepts, baby.
Oh, God. If I see one more person I mentioned saying, you know, I trust the Sean Payton offer, like, I'm saying this right now.
if you listen to this podcast, if you get my mentions and saying that you trust a Sean Payton offense, you're getting blocked. Sorry, get blocked, bro.
Did y'all watch the 2020 Saints?
They must have slept through the entire fucking season, bro.
Like, I mean, I know they're going to say, well, Drew Brees is washed, but watch the game. Like, watch. And who is beating the cornerbacks? Who's winning? Like, who are winning? Who's winning the matchups?
Nobody, bro.
Nobody. You know, like, just show me who's winning the matchups.
Like, even the game that count, like what was it? The Bears game that he had, a really great game? Like, the Bears played zone coverage majority of that game, bro. So all he had, I'm not taking anything away from him, right? All he had to do was just find the hole in the zone.
Right, and he was good at it. Like,
that, he was good at it, right?
He was good at it. But it's like, mano a mano, I have to beat you. Like, with my athleticism and smarts and understanding, I have to beat you.
And rock running all of them. I don't know. So, like, I don't have a depth chart in front of me. But, like, we got Callaway, Harris, Trayvon, Chris Hogan, Little Jordan Humphrey. I know there's the guy from Tulane that they signed.
Quan Short, the 7th round pick.
There you go. God, bro.
It's nasty. Like, just like Saints fans, just be real. Like, if you were looking at the Atlanta Falcons and this was their wide receiver core, if you was looking at the Tampa Bay Bucks or whoever, what would you think?
Or just think about it as from a defensive perspective, right? If you're a defense in the NFL and you're going against the Saints, you go into the game thinking, as long as we shut down AK, we can win.
We good.
That's it.
We good. 41 alert. That's all you need to know. Alert on 41. We good, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the defense is going to be saying. You know, the defensive coach is going to put up that list of wide receivers in that meeting on Wednesday, and it's going to be like, shit.
These niggas?
These niggas? Come on, man. And look, it's the NFL, man. Who knows? You know, maybe, you know, Marcus Callaway steps it up a notch.
Wouldn't it be like the most bittersweet thing, bro? Like, if Marquez Callaway, I don't want to put hyperbole on, but let's just say he established himself as, like, a good starting wide receiver in the NFL. And now, like, Mike Thomas has burnt that bridge. Like, how bittersweet is that, bro?
I know, right? Like, think about what you could have had, you know?
Bro, we are living the Brandon Cooks, Mike Thomas thing all over again.
All over again, man. All over again. That's why I get nervous anytime they talk about paying these dudes, bro.
Yeah.
I get nervous every time, man. Because we've seen this happen before with Jimmy. You know?
And D made a great point on Twitter about this. I think I said it on the last episode, too. Man, say whatever y'all want to say about Jimmy, bro. Man, Jimmy may have been in the locker room, may have been bitching about his stats, you know, on the low, but did we ever did we ever hear about that? Like, was it out in the open?
Nothing. Ever.
Not a peep, bro. Not a peep.
Nothing.
They got rid of him, but if you just compare the two, Jimmy's situation, he was shipped out, and Mike Thomas's situation, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know.
I already know, man. Like, Sean Payton is all about compliance. And you ain't complying, you out of here.
Yep.
You know, and that's just the end of the story. He doesn't care who you are.
Yep.
You know, and I get it. I get it. I understand it. Like, it's his shot. So, yeah, like, Thomas, he gone, bro. Don't know when.
Don't know when.
Next year, but he out of here.
This is also, it's why I just, the last sports jersey, I didn't even buy it. It was a birthday present. My ex-wife gave me was an authentic Drew Brees jersey. About $200. And that was the last jersey that anyone's ever purchased for me. Because it's like, stop people.
Don't buy
jerseys. Stop it. Stop. You just give money away. So we can go down the list. Like, imagine you're a Texas fan with a new Hopkins jersey, bro. Stop it. Only fans that can buy jerseys are Kansas City Chiefs fans for Mahomes and Josh Allen, or Buffalo Bill Josh Allen. That's it,
man.
Or a Justin Herbert jersey. Although I can see Justin Herbert 5th year saying, these Chargers suck.
Man.
See it real quick. Please, I see him pulling Eli. Anyway, more Saints related things. Did we even hit on that Quan was back? I don't even know if we hit on that, bro. I think it happened like right after we dropped the episode last one. Quan Alexander.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. Yeah, he's back. He's not practicing. You know, he's still injured, but it's a good sign they brought him back. Apparently, he's close, you know, to getting back. So, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. And I saw that Pete Werner, he got a little banged up today in training camp.
Oh, you know, not Pete. Not number 20,
bro. Pete was looking good, I heard, man. Oh, Pete. I think I said on the pod that Pete might get cut during the roster cut. So, I mean, he's looking good so far. We'll see.
Are you talking about Pete? Or are you talking about Zach Bond?
I'm talking about Pete Werner. I ain't think Pete Werner made the team.
You said Pete Werner drafted 60 overall was gonna make the team.
I was that down on Pete Werner, bro. I wasn't feeling it at all. But he's going to make the team. But, yeah, they brought Quan back, so that's a good thing. I know, you know, a lot of, some people don't like his run defense and stuff like that. But, look, man, the dude is a run and chase linebacker, you know, just what he is. And Saints need those, man.
And DeMario was ecstatic, bro.
He could play his role and do what he do.
So then,
that's the key. But that's the key for me. Like, go back and watch the games with Quan played and watch DeMario. Don't even look at Quan. Just watch DeMario. I mean, he was an animal.
Bruh, those games, besides the Eagles game, I was just in bliss, bruh. Just like, hands off, hands just... Oh, this is what it feels like. Linebackers. Just.
This is what it feels like.
It's been so long, Ryan. Like, the Falcons game, the Broncos game, like, the Chiefs game. Oh, it's beautiful, Ryan. It was beautiful. So now the question is, who the fuck? We still don't know. We don't get answers. Like, We're not gonna preview the preseason game. We gotta preview the preseason game before the preseason game, bro. Like,
August 14th, Saturday.
We doing work. Who is starting next to the Mario Week 1?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We really don't know.
Zach Bond, it your won't boy be. Pete.
Won't be Zach Bond. Could be Pete. I'm pretty sure it'll be Pete. Pretty sure. But we'll see, bro. Like, so this I hate preseason, but like these preseason games are interesting because you got a lot of young players we really need to see. And we didn't have preseason last year. So, Caesar Reeves, apparently he's been looking pretty stout. We'll see how he's looking. Zach Bond, he's going to get extensive play. Let's see how he looks in fire. Paulson Adebo, really important to see how he plays. Like, I don't care what I'm hearing in camp. Oh, yeah. Don't care. I want to see what he looks like lining up when the fire is on against another team. I want to see how he looks. And so many players. Quan Short, I mean, a lot of players can shine that we haven't been in about it yet. You right. know, see Quan Short takes off. See Lil Jordan Humphrey or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, like the Saints fans, we really need some of these players to really just kind of grab hold of
it. It's a must.
Just kind of take grab a hold of it and take off. You know, who else? Peyton Turner, he left camp early today with some kind of injury. Again, who knows? Could be back tomorrow. Could be out for 10 weeks. Who the fuck knows? Like,
that's the beauty of training camp, bro.
That's the beauty. You just don't know. We'll see tomorrow. You know? So, but if he's good, you know what I'm saying? I want to see how he looks, you know, against live football, man. I want to see, because he's been having a good camp, which has been good to hear. So I want to see him, you know, just tee off on, you know, third string quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see it. All these guys are going to get snaps. Like, a lot of young guys, our old guys, Cam Jordan, all them, AK, better not play AK. All them guys, they're not going to play those snaps. These young dudes, they're going to play quite a bit. So it's going to be like, we really need to pay attention to see, you know, to see who's performing.
Yeah, because honestly, it's so crucial, just for not this season, bro, but it's going to tell us so much about what the future of the Saints are going to look like, bro. Because if Ruiz and these young guys that they've invested in, we didn't bring up Adam Troutman.
Yeah, that's a no. That's a 15, huge one right there.
15 catch Troutman, bro.
15
catches. Every time I see something on my timeline, you're in a deep fantasy draft league. I don't trust him. He's just set to just explode. There's going to be so much volume. Like, oh Lord.
Juwan Johnson, tight end. I've been hearing his name too, man. You know, and I can see him. Like, we need it. Like, we would need it. Yes, him too. We need all of it.
Everything, bro.
One person I have not heard of is Nick Verrett, the Broncos tight end.
Nick Bennett. Bennett.
I ain't heard shit about him. I guess he just.
I mean, he came in the league as more of a blocking tight end.
Yeah, so he's just, that's his role.
He's the who man, bro. Just do the dirty work, bro. Just do the dirty work. We talked about all this, Ryan, all this for about an hour. Not once talked about who the starting quarterback is in the Saints. That's when you know shit is bad.
That's when you know, bro. This shit is crazy. We ain't even talking about that. And we don't know.
From reading what I've read, right? Started sounding like, you know, beginning, James had the head, like the, you know, had the look better, and then Taysom just kind of came along, and Jameis was kind of falling back, and then Jameis had like these really great practices, especially like in the red zone, where it's like, oh, maybe we don't know, bro. Don't know. All I will say is everything we do know, right? They're kind of low on offensive weapons.
Yeah,
you might want to just go put Taysom at tight end.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Let Taysom be a playmaker. We need playmakers. It just makes too much sense, bro. Too much sense, man. Like,
yeah.
That's one of your playmakers. How many touchdowns did you have? Like, come on, man.
Ridiculous. That season he had, you know. I still think that Jameis will be starting week one. But going back to it, again, preseason, bro. Like, these games are going to be huge.
Yeah, like, that's another thing, man. Like, they are going to get extensive play. Jameis Winston is going to get extensive play. Taysom's going to get extensive play. I would guess Trevor Siemian. And, Ian Book, he's been getting some positive reports.
Yeah, Ian Book got some positive reports in training camp, bro.
Yeah, man, they're saying he's coming in. He started a shitload of games. It's not like he's, like, some raw dude. You know what I'm saying? But that's good to hear. Whatever it means, we don't know. Like, that, it probably means nothing, but it's good to hear that he's looked okay. So, All these dudes, man, they're going to get played, bro. Like, I'm interested to see the rotation of the quarterbacks, though. Like, I just want to see who's with the first team, who's with the second team. My guess is – oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that, for me, I just want to see what the starting secondary is going to look like. Like, who's lining up next to Marshawn? I see he's going to be in the slot, but you brought in Brian Poole, who, you know, played great at the slot the last two seasons, but now you don't have P-Rob. Like, so does he just not play? Like, that's something they got to figure out, bro. The answer shouldn't be, oh, let's move CD out to outside corners. That's terrible.
No.
Can't do that. So, that's what I think that's, besides the quarterback play, to me, that's going to be the most interesting thing, the thing I'm looking for on Saturday, is that starting second. Well, quote-unquote starting secondary.
Who is the backup deep safety?
Is it PJ?
I guess so. I think he's hurt right now.
Yeah, yes, he is. He is.
So Malcolm Jenkins, I guess? I don't know, man. That's kind of a mess. Kind of a mess.
Feel like I need a cigarette after all that, bro. Like,
man, listen.
We covered it all. I will say we didn't hit on too much of that, and you brought up the fact that he got beaten in training camp today. But and I tweeted this too, right? I said, as much as me and you had a laugh on draft night about the selection of Peyton Turner, it, at least before the injury, at least in training camp, it seemed like he is everything that the team envisioned that they were getting in Marcus Davenport. We haven't seen him play a snap yet, right?
Right.
But just going by training camp reports, you could just tell like he was just flashing consistently.
Right. Right. And that's all you want to see. That's all you want to see at this point. Showing flashes, you know, showing flashes against the threes, against the twos, and against the ones. And he's done that. So, you know, the next step after that is preseason. Paul apparently got injured. So we'll see where that, you know, where it goes from there. That's unfortunately that was the track that Marcus Davenport was on.
Yep.
Because he showed flashes early too. And he got injured and it was out like 3 weeks and was behind the curve and came back and it was just up and down and up and down. So, you know, we'll see. It's just early, man. Like you can't make drastic projections right now. You just can't. Like you just can't, man. Like preseason changes so much. Like you remember Emmanuel Butler? Like,
oh my God,
Emmanuel Butler, he was just going to be the man. And then every preseason game is like, where is this guy? Like, what? Where is Emmanuel Butler? Like, I want to see him. Like, where is he? And he just didn't play. Like, he just didn't show up. Like when the game was on, he would light it up in practice. But when the game was on, he just didn't show himself for whatever reason. So this, like, preseason, you know, it's kind of exciting because, you know, preseasons are kind of yawn, but I think this is one of the preseasons that we could kind of pay attention to. And it's only three games. That's all we pay attention to anyway. So, and, like, you could actually pay attention into the second, third, fourth quarter.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to need all them guys. Like, all them dudes, they count, bro.
Every single one of them, bro. And the roster cut down on the team is going to be fascinating to see, bro.
Oh yeah, so fascinating.
Completely, so fascinating. Completely fascinating. I mean, that's I think we caught it up. We should be doing. We'll do a short 30, you know, 30-ish, maybe 40-minute-ish episode talking about the preview of the preseason game on Saturday. Hopefully we can do that Thursday, Friday night. Have it up Friday, Saturday morning before the preseason game.
as preseason is about to get started, it's the month of August, which means fantasy football was close. So I'm going to start getting the league and everything ready. At least one of the leagues. And then, like I said, if we have more people who become Patreons, then we'll do another separate fantasy football league. This is it, bro. We as Dr. Stream said, bro, we in the end game now.
End game, baby. Let's go.
Oh, like I tell me why. Like, you're gonna post this in the morning. There's gonna be something tomorrow, bro. Like, I just
something.
Bro. They gonna give a second. I
never had no good news though, bro. Like, damn.
They'll trade a second for CJ Henderson. I don't know, bro. I don't know. But yeah, here we are. We enjoy them. It's going to be a hell of a ride this season. Thank you for all our listeners, all our supporters. I know the street's been hot one in this episode. So hope you guys enjoy it. We know it is a little of a longer episode, but we had a lot to hit on. So that said, we're going to get out of here. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.